The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins yesterday unveiled her long-awaited report into workplace culture in federal parliament, and the findings revealed the pinnacle of democracy in this country was a predatory boys' club where sexual harassment was rife. Joining me now is federal member for Cowan, Dr. Anne Ali. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Ben, from Canberra.
And so, Kate Jenkins' report contained some shocking revelations. Did any of it come as a shock to you?
I think it was the scale of the harassment, the level of harassment and bullying that did come as a shock to me. I read the full report and I describe it as 452 pages of shame. I thought it was stomach-churning. And, you know, some of the stories that women tell in there of, you know, being sexually harassed, groped, assaulted, to me they were shocking. And even though we kind of know what goes on in this place, the scale of it and to see it there in black and white, the stories of that women told, really, really was stomach-churning.
Yeah, I think the individual stories is what gave the report power, because I think you can look at statistics and it's easy, I guess, to lose track of the personal cost attached to those numbers. But if we're just talking about just the basic numbers that the report found, you know, we're talking about a level of sexual harassment where 40% of women in Parliament who'd responded to this report had experienced it. And the figure of harassment for female politicians is what really jumped out at me. 63%. Does that match what you've personally experienced and seen?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this morning I had an MP from the coalition side stop me in the hallway and say, "Hey, Anne, can I ask you something?" And I went, "Yeah, sure." And he said, have you been sexually harassed here?" And I went, "Yeah." Like, it was almost like a non-brainer to answer that. I said, "Yes, I have." And I think he felt a little bit shocked at that response from me, and there's almost a little bit of disbelief at these figures. But like you say, the figures, you can look at the figures, but you can't really personalise them until you hear from someone who's gone through it.
And when you say disbelief, we're talking about disbelief from male politicians, I think, because it is only 11% of these harassment cases were reported because the victims felt nothing would be done or were afraid of the repercussions. What do you think that says about the power imbalances in federal parliament and it being a boys' club?
Oh, it says a lot about the power imbalances. It says a lot about the culture here that is so unlike the culture in other workplaces across Australia. Yes, it's the reporting, but it's the reason that people don't report, A, because they don't get a response. Nobody is held accountable. There are no processes that you can be confident in that will get an outcome for you, but also this whole culture of protecting the party, you know, protecting the reputation of the party. That's the other part of it that doesn't exist in a lot of other workplaces. That's fairly unique to the way in which Parliament House works, and we've really got to get over that. You know, if we're going to see real change here, we've got to stop putting the reputation of the party and the protection of the party above the safety and well-being of our staff, of people who work here, and of members of parliament.
Well, it's like, in that sense, it's like a footy club, right? Like where the overall reputation of the club is seen as paramount. But the amazing thing to me is that even in professional football clubs, you wouldn't be able to get away with some of this behaviour anymore.
Exactly. There's a process. There's accountability. You know, something is done about it, and that's what's been really lacking here in Parliament House. That there is no form of accountability, and no process. You know, that's been fixed to an extent. We've got a new unit set up here that that can take complaints from people. But whether or not people have confidence in that complaints process, that's the other part that we've got to juggle, and that involves actually changing the culture here.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's one thing to bring in initiatives, but if no one has faith that those initiatives will actually work and that actually when we're talking about the deep-seated root of the problem, nothing is changing, then I guess the whole thing is really just nothing more than lip service. And now Kate Jenkins made 28 recommendations in the report, including things like introducing new codes of conduct, which seems like a no-brainer, setting up a new independent watchdog to police them, reforming workplace conditions, which includes the oversight of the far-reaching powers of MPs to dismiss employees, which I think is a big part of the problem and a cause of the power imbalance. Now, Scott Morrison has said that adopting the recommendations wasn't just a coalition responsibility, it was for all sides of Parliament. Is that how you see it?
Well, right now they're the government, so there are some recommendations in there that they should take the lead on and adopt. Labor has committed to reviewing the recommendations in consultation with our staff, which I think is really important. The staff need to have some input into how all of this is implemented as well. It's a bit rich to say, the response does require all sides of Parliament, everyone in this place, to come together. But the leadership at the moment is with the coalition government. They have the power right now to instigate some of these recommendations and put them into process. So I'm looking forward to them starting that process.
Yeah, well, if we're talking from a leadership perspective, what we heard from the Prime Minister yesterday, do you think we really got strong leadership on this issue, or was the overarching sense from him that it wasn't just us?
Yeah, I don't think there's strong leadership on this issue at all. And that's why people don't have faith in the system, because they're strong. I mean, on the day that this report was released, Australians watching Question Time in the House and in the Senate would have just been shocked at the behaviour. It was literally like being in a room full of 8-year-old boys. In fact, 8-year-old boys are much more mature and much more well-behaved. Growling and dog noises at Senator Jackie Lambie by a senator from the coalition on the day that this report was released. So it's not enough to hold up a report and say, look at us, isn't this great? You've actually got to model the behaviour that the report is calling out.
Mm. And what I like to come back to with this is the reminder that it all happened in the wake of one of the most horrifying incidents that we've seen in federal parliament, the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins in a minister's office. When we look at the people who've shaped Australian politics this year, Brittany has got to be near the top of that list.
Oh, absolutely. For calling it out and for getting the attention that she rightly deserves to the injustice that she received, not just in what happened to her, what she was subjected to in terms of the sexual assault, but what she was subjected to afterwards in the way in which it was handled. But when you read the report, what's even more shaking to me is that she's not the only one. There are others who did not report and who have anonymous stories to tell in that report of sexual assault in this place.
Mm. And now we talk to you, say, in a couple of years' time, assuming everything goes well at the next federal election for you, are you confident that Parliament is a safer, better place for women?
Right now, Ben, when I hire a young woman and she's new to coming with me to Parliament House, I warn her. We all do. We know who the predators are, and we warn women who come to this house who the predators are. We tell them who to watch out for. I'm hoping that in 2 years' time or 3 years' time or hopefully before then, that I can welcome a young woman into this house and say, welcome to Parliament House. It's the safest place for you to work.
Mm. It's really not that much of an expectation, and one that certainly should be able to be met. And let's just hope that that day comes. Federal Member for Cowan, Dr. Anne Ali, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks so much, Ben. Have a great day.